In terms of off protocol, we're seeing a lot of use of bevacizumab. People are using it with various cytotoxics, no particular pattern emerging.
Only recurrent, or what about in the, what I'd call the adjuvant setting?
People are using it mostly in the recurrent setting based on the 170 data. The other thing you're seeing is it's being used as a single agent, as just
right.
another option, since there's, you know, 20% response.
I mean, do we know about it with chemo in terms of data?
We don't have a lot of data on it.
The single agent data, though, I guess is enough to justify treatment.
It often gets it paid for.
So somebody comes to see you for a second opinion. They've had Bev as a single agent recommended, recurrent disease. I'm assuming you say okay.
In most cases, it depends on where they are in the treatment queue, what they've had before, what
right.
kind of toxicities they had, and so
sure.
on.
Sure, but theoretically,
yeah, largely, okay. yes.
What about in the adjuvant setting? They come second opinion, first opinion says, I want to give it with the adjuvant.
Well, I'd really try to encourage them to go on one of the trials because we'd love to know.
They're not
the
eligible.
I tend not to, and we've had more difficulty getting it reimbursed in the frontline setting because we don't have any data.
And it's going to be interesting, too, to see what the differences between GYN oncs and med oncs who've had a lot of experience with Bev, particularly from colon. I'm assuming they're going to be a lot more likely or comfortable using it.
Yeah, I think they'll be early adapters.
Interesting.